Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iPhone Maps and Directions. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about the Maps feature on the iPhone. And it's already there, you know, and a lot of people probably don't use it because they think it's only just maps. Well, I also found out that it's also directions. So you can not only get maps to show up from location to location, but you can also type in a couple of addresses and get driving, walking, or bus directions, turn-by-turn directions. So I'm going to demonstrate how this works. There is a tracking feature, and I don't know too much about how it works. I think it's just that you can it can track you as you move, because this does have a GPS in it. You know, this phone does, GPS chip. So I'm not exactly sure how good these directions are. I think it uses Yahoo Maps, and I'm not sure how accurate it is.
Utilities.
Let's just find maps.
Camera. Compass. Voice map. Notes. Stocks. Photos. My identity. Maps.
Pull
map.
This up.
Edit. Button.
And it comes, it goes to the last thing you were doing. So the edit button is at the top of
edit.
The screen.
Button.
And you can edit your route, your starting and ending location. You can change that.
Selected. Directions by car. Button. Directions by bus. Button. Directions by walking. Button. Start. Button.
And you can, it has a start button where you're starting.
1 minute. 0.2. Start. Button.
And it tells you.
1 minute. 306. Tracking off. Button. Search. 1 minute. 0.2 miles. 316 Fayetteville Street. Raleigh, North Carolina. 27601. 316 Fayetteville Street. Raleigh, North Carolina. 27601.
It tells you where you're starting from.
Tracking off. Button.
That tracking thing.
Search. 1 of 2. Button.
You can search.
Selected. Directions. 2 of 2. Button.
Searching, you can search different things. You can search your address book, all this kind of thing, to enter in a location. I have it set on directions.
Settings, button.
And you're saying, wait a minute, I didn't hear any directions. What's up with that? Well, go into settings.
Settings, drop pin, button.
You can drop a pin to tell it where to start, I guess. I'm not sure. That's a sort of map thingy.
Show traffic, button.
It can show you the traffic, how it's looking there.
Selected, map, 1 of 4.
Aha, button. That's why. The map view is selected. Of course, it's not going to say anything. It doesn't have the flexibility of the Ariadne GPS app that everyone likes so much that I may review at some point soon.
Satellite, 2 of 4, button.
You can get a satellite view.
Hybrid, 3 of 4,
you can
button.
Get both.
Drop pin, button.
Whoops.
Hybrid, 3, list, 4 of 4,
and
button.
You can get list. This is what we want. Because
edit,
it will
button.
Give you a text list of the directions.
316 Fayette, more info, 300, route overview, 0 point, directions, edit, button,
edit,
directions,
there's the directions,
route overview, 0.2 miles,
this
about
is
1 minute,
what we have, this is the route overview,
316 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601, more info, 316 Fayetteville
you can
Street,
get more info
Raleigh,
about
north,
that address
316
if you want,
more info, 361, head north on Fayetteville Street or W. Martin Street.
And I'm not sure why it's not giving me the ending location, but I'm going from 316 Fayetteville to 210 West Martin Street. Wow, it's 0.2 miles.
More in 1, head north on Fayetteville Street or W. Martin Street. 2, drive 299 feet then. Take the first left, 316
Whoops,
Fayette.
Sorry.
Route. More info, 361. 2, drive 299 feet then. Take the first left onto W. Martin Street. 210 W. Martin Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601.
Okay, so it puts the ending address, the end point at the end.
More info. 210 W, tracking off, button.
And what if I wanted to type in a new location, or locations? So I am going to
edit.
Edit.
Button.
What
end
does
location,
that give me?
210 W, 3 of 3 bars. Start location, 300, cancel, button. Start location, 316 Fayetteville Street.
That's the courthouse.
North Carolina, 27601.
Gives you your start location.
Text field.
It's a text field. You can edit that.
Swap directions, button.
You can swap the directions like you can do on MapQuest or Google Maps, and you can reverse your route.
End location, 210 W. Martin Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. Text field is editing. Word mode. Clear text, button.
You can
route overview.
Clear these
0.2
out.
Miles. 316 Fayetteville Street. More info, 316.1. Head north on
Oops.
Fayette. Swap
Somehow.
Directions. 2 of 5 bars.
So the directions are still visible on the screen, even though you're editing the addresses.
Route overview. End location. 200. Swap directions. Address book. Button. Start location. 316 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh, North Carolina. 27601. Text field. Address book. Button.
And you can look in your address book for new locations to start and end with. See what that does.
Contacts. Choose a contact. Capital T.
I don't have that many addresses in here, so I'm not going to actually demonstrate that. But it'll just plug one of the addresses in there. And then you can look for your ending address, and it'll plug that in there. And then you're good to go. So that's basically...
Bookmarks. 1 of 3. Button. Recents. 2 of 3.
And it takes you into your contacts. I'm going to get out of that.
Back button. Groups. Choose a contact to view on the map. Groups. Heading. Done. Button. Start location.
Done. Get out of there. 316 Fayetteville. And I just left it the same. That was just a demonstration of how the turn-by-turn directions work. They're probably not as good as some other GPSs. You know, you can't really look by categories and, you know, businesses and all that. You kind of have to have specific starting and ending addresses. But I think this is a really great thing. I usually always have specific starting and ending location points because that's just habitual. My parents and Rodney's parents don't really live around here, and even people who do live around here want addresses. So I just look them up on the internet or something and then plug them in and get directions. So again, that's the benefit that GPS apps have over this. You know, this you need really addresses. And with the others, you can search through categories and explore more so than with this. But this is a good starting point. It's really as simple as that to get turn-by-turn directions on the iPhone. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.